Hi, this is a dictation for Joseph William. J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth is 11-5-73. Date of accident is 1989. And date of procedure, 7-27-2022. The procedure, first procedure is thoracic intralaminar, intralaminar. The procedure is interlaminar thoracic epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy and number 2 epidurogram. The level is T3 and T4 where this injection is being done. The medical indications are as follows. Despite all the physical therapy and all the medication, patient is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back with radiculopathy, unrelieved with stretching, exercises, and all other therapies, including laser treatment, chiropractic treatment, and MRI has been found to be positive at herniated disc at T3, 4, and T7, and T8, with a bulging disc at T2, T3, T4, 5, T5, 6, T6, 7, T7, 8, T8, 9, 10, and T10, and 11, and 11, and 12, with varying level of spondylosis and facet arthrosis. The patient has been suffering from severe pain and is now consenting for getting an injection. The idea of injection is to bring ADLs pain under control and improve the ADLs and decrease the need for surgery and or further therapies. The procedure is done for thoracic epidural steroid injection at the level of T3 and T4 according to the protocol. It was successfully completed along with a obtaining the epidurogram. So, next procedure for Joseph William on 7-27-2022 is injection of the intra-articular injection of left and the right knee. The medical indications will be that there is a severe arthritis and meniscus damage and extreme pain in the knee joint. Despite having a surgery to the right knee, there is a MRI finding of involvement of high-grade partial tear of the lateral fibers of proximal patellar tendon and complex tear of the posterior horn of medial meniscus, and sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament and moderate knee effusion, and the injection is being provided to bring the pain relief, improve the ADLs, and make life better for the patient with decrease of the consumption of the pain medication. The patient reported great relief of the pain up to 60% in both the knees after the injection. Needle was withdrawn. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Next was the injection of the right shoulder intra-articular without fluoroscopy. And the procedure was done after obtaining a consent. The patient was informed that he has a tendinitis of supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon and AC joint diastasis with the effusion of the AC joint as well as shoulder joint and subacromial bursitis and a complex tear of anterior superior labrum. An injection intra-articular was provided and then injection to the right supraspinatus and infraspinatus was provided according to the protocol. Thank you. The patient was also same time referred for Dr. Oppenheimer and Usman for a possible consult for spinal cord stimulation, as well as for Dr. Haki for consultation regarding both knees and shoulder for a possible role of surgery. Until then, patient will continue having another set of injections. Thank you.